1420 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Authorities have finally tracked down the teenager suspected of shooting up a Sweet 16 party in Dadeville, Alabama, killing four people and injuring dozens more. DA Mike Segrest.
These are my kids. These are our kids. Don't mess with our kids.
He says the 16 and 17-year-old brothers will be charged as adults.
So when I tell you that this is just the tip of the iceberg and forthcoming charges, literally, you know, we're going to make sure every one of those victims has justice and not just the deceased.
Investigators still haven't released a motive. Tyre Nichols' family is now suing for $500 million. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The city of Memphis, individual police officers, and emergency medical personnel are all being sued following the beating death in January of Nichols, who was pulled over during a traffic stop. The lawsuit also accuses the Memphis police chief of starting a crime suppression unit called Scorpion. Five officers who were part of that unit have been charged with second-degree murder. That unit has since been disbanded.
And emergency personnel who were there have also been fired. The Supreme Court is expected to make a decision on a case involving a lower court ruling on mifepristone, a drug that's commonly used for abortions here in the U.S. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum weighed in on what it could decide.
The simplest thing for the Supreme Court to do is place a stay on both the decisions of the appellate and trial courts, thereby maintaining the status quo before the trial judge disallowed the FDA's approval of the abortion pill.
The White House wants Senate Republicans to allow someone to take the temporary place of Dianne Feinstein on the Senate Judiciary Committee as she recovers from shingles. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It's flat wrong to seek partisan advantage from health issues of a colleague. The American people reject that kind of scorched earth approach to governing. And so in order to uphold the rule of law, it is imperative that we move expeditiously without unnecessary delay.
A wild story out of Maine, where a man was arrested for killing four people, then going on a random highway rampage. WGME reporter Brad Rogers is in Bowdoin.
A lot happened this morning between those two scenes, and those are the people that we want to talk to, those people that were impacted by this.
One of those witnesses is Cassidy Voisin.
We saw a bunch of smoke, and my friend in the truck was like, I think that's gunpowder, like gun smoke.
Netflix is shutting down its DVD by mail service.
There's a better way to rent movies. As many as you want for only $17.99 a month and no late fees.
Can you believe that started 25 years ago? And now the last one is going out on September 29th. Netflix says it's generated a ton of revenue just last year. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hurry and shop the final days of Spring Fest at Lowe's and get the best values of the season before they're gone. Save big across the store for projects inside and out. Get started on your spring garden with 1 pint annuals, 4 for $5. Save on indoor updates, too, with up to 40% off select bathroom faucets and vanities. Shop Lowe's today, because Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid to 4/19. Annuals offer available in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The planet walker, John Francis, will give a keynote presentation for Earth Week in Stevens Point tomorrow, Thursday, April 20th. The day begins at noon with a silent reflection nature walk through Schmeekly, followed by a presentation from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Dreyfus University Center Alumni Room. The prescription drug take-back event for Wood County will be Saturday, April 22nd. Dispose of expired or unused medications properly to avoid groundwater contamination. You can drop off medications at many locations in Wood County on Saturday, April 22nd. Visit doseofrealitywi.gov for more information. The Streets Department in Stevens Point has wood chips available for pickup at the yard waste drop-off during its regular open hours. If you're interested in getting a truckload, call 715-346-1537 and get your name on the list. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 37, winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 35. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, highs level off around 59. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Poop's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Whoa, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You were listening to Dueling Tangents across the state of Wisconsin. There he is, big guy, Brian Kelly. How you doing, Bri?
I'm all right, man.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Good.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media. So many terrific radio stations, including right here in Madison, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, WMDX, 1580 AM, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios. And on a Wednesday afternoon, I'm going to ask about these severe thunderstorms that we've got here in Dane County, but we've got William Walter joining us on a Wednesday. Will, how are we doing?
What up, party people? Hey, I don't have any storms here. It's a little wet, but otherwise lovely. And I'll be brutally honest, Luke, I don't care about how it has to go for you, because my deal with Mother Nature does not involve you. Involves me.
There you go. You're very, very selfish in that regard, huh, Will?
Got to do what you got to do. I will note that Wednesdays are like my third favorite Wednesday of the week, so I'm really excited to be here today.
Oh, you have several Wednesdays as well? That's very nice. I like that.
Yeah. There's seven different Wednesdays, actually. I would go over them, but I'm sure you're familiar with the...
Yeah. I experienced several different Wednesdays at a time. I believe it's a deeply personal thing about your Wednesdays, but yeah, multiple Wednesdays are definitely on the table here. Fun fact I learned about weather. I don't know if I've shared this with you guys yet, or if you, good chance that you guys shared it with me. I found out that the percentage of precipitation, you know, when they say 90% chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's area, not likelihood.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. I think we've had that conversation.
90% of the area will receive rain at that point, not that 90% chance of you specifically receiving rain.
I just, it's still a fact that still blows my mind, and I found it out. I think we should rehash it and just bring it up again. So now we all know. Congratulations, everybody. Some of you probably learned something just now.
It changes your complete perspective on looking at forecasts.
It actually does.
My entire worldview is now shifted.
Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us, maybe weather-related, maybe news-related, doesn't really matter here on Dueling Tangents. We'll take them all. 844-967-2789. You're joining us across the state of Wisconsin. And we've got a number of Wisconsin headlines we're going to get to, but this one, Will, you and I believe kicked around a couple times last week, but the story ongoing of, well, yesterday was tax day, so let's talk about taxes. you guys filed your taxes, right? Or at least requested the proper extensions in time?
I'll let Brian go first for this one, because my
I requested proper extensions. I do have some complicated things. Fun part about being an actor is I get to write off all of my entertainment bills, like cable.
Oh, there you go. That's a nice one to write off.
I have to.
I didn't know that.
I have to keep up with all the Joneses. I have to keep up with my modern day colleagues, and I can file it under research.
My cable bill is killing me. It looks like I need to go become an actor now. So let me know after the show what first.
Not as easy as it sounds, Will. Be careful there. Let's pump the brakes.
Let's just say it's not a lucrative business, and I have been losing money at it on purpose.
So he accepts the cable as a loss. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but my cable bill in and of itself, like, that sounds like a win.
Well, the best part is that you have several choices with which to go to a different cable. Wait, oh, no, you probably just have.
No, I do not. Yeah, I do not have any choices.
Good.
Isn't good. Choice required? Isn't competition healthy or necessary?
Guys, this is capitalism. It's amazing.
Isn't it necessary?
And part of the reason why that is that the establishment is pretty much going to keep the same thing going no matter what happens, deciding whether you file your taxes or not, or whether you claim the real estate assets that you have or not.
True.
It's fine.
It's fine. Okay, so Brian filed that extension. Will, what about you?
I also filed that extension, but I did my taxes anyways. I was doing them yesterday, and then I was like, maybe I should have an extension in place just in case. Got the extension accepted, and then filled them out anyways. So
little last minute,
I got the best of both worlds, I guess, yeah.
You had the safety net there if you needed it, but it's pretty incredible. It's just it still blows my mind. And you see a lot of creators online talking about how, the U.S. government knows exactly how much you owe, but you got to calculate it yourself and do all the taxes yourself and get that all taken care of. And there's a $1 billion industry. Intuit, TurboTax, all of those guys, they make billions of dollars off of Americans filing their taxes middle of April every single year. And it seems like
they've spent millions lobbying to make sure that the tax code's not simplified so that they're the only ones who can fill them out for all of us.
Great return. Great return if you can get it. But the fact of the matter is everybody, all of us, whether we filed for extensions or got them done before the filing deadline yesterday, we're all expected to get them correct, as you pointed out. They become very complex. And if we miss a box here or there, you're subject to an audit. You're subject to accountability if you don't file your taxes properly. Yes, Will?
Unless, and I noticed this yesterday, I thought it was weird because I have not dealt with it previously. I use TurboTax. And I conceptually hate it because the product itself is good. I mean, it was very convenient and made it very easy. But it's ridiculous that, again, that they're able to lobby our legislators.
And then charge you for it, though.
And then charge you for it. But here's two things I noticed yesterday that was like above and beyond ridiculous. A, TurboTax can get paid via your refund, which sounds, very convenient. You know, maybe I'm getting $1,000 back. TurboTax just takes it off the top. They charge you a $40 convenience fee to take the refund itself rather than just paying via credit or debit. And I'm like, nope, not doing that. So I just paid it off via credit.
Aren't you already part of the equation in the first place? How can you already, you need more?
Yep, because they're going to nickel and dime you anywhere they can, right? And B,
40.
Here's another one. Tell me this is not ridiculous. They offer, I think $120 or, no. This one was less. This was like $70 or $80. For the, you know, TurboTax protection guarantee that they will represent you if you get audited or whatever. I went reading through the details of it, looked it up online to see what other people were thinking. Tell me that doesn't kind of sound like a racket, right? Like they're telling you like, it would be a bummer if you got audited, but we'll be here to protect you for only $70. You know the U.S. government is not going to audit someone that's got TurboTax protection. So no, you're essentially paying them another upcharge so that you're guaranteed to not get audited because TurboTaxhas your back.
You think the IRS is...
It'd be a shame if you got audited. You know what I mean?
Look, exactly.
I'm not saying that you got something wrong with your taxes, but I got to tell you, if you pay this extra fee, you get on a list, you get a protected list, and then you don't, get audited as much.
Exactly. Even though they guarantee that your taxes are done right, because that's why you're paying them conceptually for this product in the first place.
You didn't pay for the guarantee.
Sorry.
You didn't pay for it. I don't know. Who's the boss here?
So you're telling me you think the IRS just avoids auditing people that take that extra protection from TurboTax? I would be interested to see the number breakdown.
We know the IRS purposely avoids auditing ultra wealthy individuals because they don't have the resources to do so. It seems like that would be applicable for this as well. Why go after someone who's got a $1 billion company like Intuit backing them when I could just go after somebody who has no protection whatsoever?
Well, seemingly somebody that was skating by, and I don't know if he had TurboTax protection or not, or if the IRS was just looking a blind eye, because he probably falls in that top tier percent of income earners here in the United States. He is, in fact, a member of the country's highest court. And we're talking one Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Apparently, thanks to some excellent reporting that really got kicked off by ProPublica doing a number of pieces in recent weeks on the Friends with Benefactors relationship that Clarence Thomas has with Harlan Crow, a Dallas businessman. This
also
headline,
an enthusiastic Nazi collector. Very enthusiastic.
That's
collector.
Just something on the side. He also collects politicians in real time.
That's a hobby. Yeah, that's just a hobby, Brian.
Like most of the time, half of the segments that are on the History Channel now, the Hitler Channel, is filmed at his house. I would assume.
But with it being tax day yesterday, this headline I saw over the weekend going into this tax week, over at CNBC.com, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas reportedly has been claiming thousands of dollars annually from a shuttered real estate firm. So do you think that he was just saying this income was coming from, where did it possibly come from? It was coming from a shuttered real estate, this firm doesn't exist. How is he claiming the income?
The checks cashed, that's where they came from.
So this is baffling. There's also recent reports outside of the Harlan Crow friendship with him purchasing the house that Clarence Thomas grew up in Savannah, Georgia, and turning it into a museum / rehabbing it for Clarence Thomas's mother still, that Ginny Thomas, Clarence Thomas's wife, has just not been reporting, or at least Clarence Thomas on his forms hasn't been reporting the income that Ginny Thomas was receiving from right-wing outside special interest groups. From 2006 to 2009, like $600,000 just not claimed on Clarence Thomas. So do you think that he needs more TurboTax protection, or what do you think's going on with Clarence Thomas's taxes?
He's got right-wing billionaire protection. That's the most valuable protection you can get.
What if, so for all the people who get mad about, oh my goodness, this guy's a crazy left-wing George Soros, all those same people are like, this guy with actual Nazi memorabilia. Yeah, it's fine.
What are you gonna do about it? He just happened from Office Space, Brian, which we like to quote pretty frequently here. Yeah. It does this not sound like money laundering? Yes. If he's concealing the source or the intermediary
by
how he's claiming
it through an intermediary.
It's money laundering 101 almost. I feel like this should have been picked up years ago, but. In recent years, it says over at CNBC, Thomas reportedly continued to disclose between $50,000 and $100,000 in income from the old firm annually. So just claiming anywhere up to $100,000 annually.
No, it's an oversight. It's an easy
from
oversight.
From a real estate firm that has been shuttered since 2006.
I barely noticed the $100,000 checks that I had.
You can't expect Clarence Thomas to understand that. Like, which one of us would have regularly understood that? It's not like he's a Supreme Court judge. Oh, that's right.
Oh. Isn't he like the guy who does read the fine print on purpose?
He's an originalist. He knows all of the fine prints of the Constitution, just not of those TurboTax forms. Missed a couple of boxes and then just was disclosing something that, you know, came from something that didn't exist for 15 years. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. We are joined on a Wednesday afternoon by William Walter. You can join us as well. Share your tax tangents, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Friends come in all shapes and sizes. Pet of the Week is brought to you by TJ's Auto and Collision Center and the Southwood County Humane Society. Whether your passenger is a St. Bernard, German Shepherd, Beagle, or a Maine Coon Cat, TJ's Auto can find you the perfect ride to fit your needs. From the moment you step onto the lot, you'll notice TJ's Auto pays great attention to detail, dedicated to enhancing every aspect of the customer experience. From your initial visit to long after you purchase the car that perfectly fit your family's needs. TJ Auto, Highway 73, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter, and it's easy for you to be a part of their work. Have fun and join them for their weekly Wednesday bingo night, or enjoy their full restaurant menu on Wednesday and Friday. And don't forget their excellent Friday fish fry. Or better yet, become an Elk today and be part of the nearly $30,000 they give back to the community each year. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks care and Elks share. Become an Elk today.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 69. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Until you've been around a bunch of septuagenarians describing how much they still are into Rod Stewart.
Well,
my goodness. And then they start coming around to the only male in the room, me. And they're like, And I'm like, no.
Folks, welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. We are joined on a Wednesday afternoon by William Walter. And that's just a fascinating little side story, Brian. I always love him.
Well,
I love him.
Found myself in a little little pickle there.
Oh, and yeah, so term limits would be great for Clarence Thomas. I truly believe, well, not just Clarence Thomas, the changing
just retire and write books and speak at stupid universities, Clarence. Go away.
Well, literally, similar scandals have occurred in the past, in history, here in the United States. Supreme Court justices that have had these revelations come out about relationships that they had with billionaires or benefactors, millionaires, multimillionaires, whatever, resigned. There's historical precedent for Clarence Thomas to resign. We do not have term limits currently. There's a lifetime appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. We could have democracy reforms that would allow that institution to better reflect the current makeup of the country. Term limits would be an excellent way to do it. Pretty far off from having those happen, but we could also have term limits in other places, like the U.S. Senate. And speaking of septuagenarians, we got a little octogenarian in the U.S. Senate right now that pretty interestingly seems to be stalling all of the progress that could be made in filling judicial nominations that are currently vacant. And that would be one California U.S. Senator, Dianne Feinstein. And, Will, you and I have had the generational conversation a couple times before. How long do you believe it's going to take until we see some movement on this? Because reports last week were that Dianne Feinstein was requesting a temporary substitute on the Judicial Committee in the U.S. Senate. And it seems like, by all accounts, no Republican colleague in the U.S. Senate is on board with that. They would need 60 votes to be able to confirm a replacement on that committee. What are your thoughts on what's it going to take for some change to happen here and us to be able to return and resume to regular business in the U.S. Senate?
Republicans play to win and Democrats play on this weird good faith trust in the system and their opposition. It's wild, actually, that, you know, we see this issue after issue after issue that Republican elected officials treat the Democrats as their enemy who need to be defeated, while Democrats treat the Republicans as, you know, their colleagues who are well-intentioned, who just, you know, are one brief chat away from being persuaded to be able to do the right thing. And that's just not how the world works, particularly in American politics anymore. I mean, we saw Durbin the other day said that the GOP should, quote, show kindness and agree to replace Feinstein on judiciary. Quote, tomorrow this could happen to the Republicans. She's in a delicate part of her life and her Senate service. They should stand by her and give her a dignified departure. Like, has he not been paying attention for the last 25 years? Of course they're not going to do that. And of course, you sitting there and trying to get them to be empathetic to a situation that they're not directly dealing with will never happen. It's absurd. And it angers me because young people all across the country are seeing this. When you talk about the Democratic brand being inefficient, I like to make the joke that, like, the Democrats at the national level are kind of like the Washington Generals, right? They're just there to put on a dog and pony show while the Harlem Globetrotter conservatives literally run laps around them. This is like the perfect encapsulation of that analogy.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that analogy, but it is very frustrating to see that at the national level, it seems like there's this belief. And for a little while, we saw some movement on it. President Biden ran on saying that he could unite and have bipartisan compromise between Republicans and Democrats. And we saw it with the infrastructure legislation, the CHIPS Act, the first major common sense gun reforms in 30 years. There were a number of bipartisan efforts that we finally saw moved around. But now in this period of divided government with Republicans controlling the House of Representatives, it seems like I do agree that the federal leadership seems to be falling back into this. Well, let's appeal to their better angels. Let's hope that they're going to agree. And even folks like Mitt Romney, who are quote unquote the more mainstream centrist Republican U.S. senators, is saying, no, we're not going to help the Democrats confirm any more judges. Like, we're not in that business, so we're not going to be doing that. And unfortunately, I think it's going to take Senator Feinstein resigning and moving that as the next piece for Republicans to be able to be on board with a full Judiciary Committee going forward.
And she seems to have dug her heels in, so I don't know if resignation is on the horizon.
And I don't want to take anything away from her because she has been on the forefront of a lot of amazing issues and she has kicked some serious butt while she's been there. But when it's time to go, you gotta go. I'm sorry. It's not helping anybody and you're serving the people.
Well,
this isn't about legacy. This isn't about what you can do. This is about, are you even competent to do the to do the job? And I don't necessarily know that she is. And it hurts me to say that because I have tremendous respect for her. And out of respect for her, why are you letting her to continue to go and do this?
Yeah, there seems to be, I mean, a letter circulated last year that the Senator Dianne Feinstein would not be seeking re-election in 2024. Seems like it was put out by her official office. And then when asked in the body of the U.S. Senate, or reporters running through the halls of Congress asked her, and she's like, what are you talking about? I haven't ruled out a run for re-election. So there is a concern there. And it's very important to be on top of this. I'm not saying that she needs to be forced out, but for the entire judiciary and U.S. Senate to be held up on it, it absolutely needs some more conversation. Folks, if you want to share a tangent,
Rod Stewart's at the buffet. She'll be out there soon.
If you want to share a tangent with us on this Wednesday afternoon, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office is asking for help locating 47-year-old Tara Jane Sullivan. The Weston woman's cell phone was found yesterday in the town of Ringgold. When they attempted to return her phone, deputies discovered suspicious circumstances surrounding Tara's disappearance. After a search, her car was found parked on the side of Highway 29 in Shawnee County. If you know Tara Sullivan well or you've had contact with her in the last 2 weeks, please contact the sheriff's office at 715-261-1200. Tara is 5'7", 128 pounds, and has green eyes. Current hair color is unknown. Marshfield Clinic Health System staff are no longer required to wear masks. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services plans to end the COVID-19 public health emergency on May 11th. At this time, the Aspirus Health System locations are still requiring masks to be worn inside. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 37, winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 35, cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, highs level off around 59, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
And then reported from other places that don't exist. It's a heck of a time to be alive right now. Or if you've got an opinion on what's going on in California and the entire U.S. Senate when it comes to U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, we'd love to hear them. 844-967-2789. You can be like Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, what's on your mind this Wednesday afternoon?
Well, as somebody who worked with, was in the same union as guys, from the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, And Clarence Thomas needs to get audited thoroughly and completely. And if he didn't check the boxes, because when you sign off, it's not the firm that they might represent you, but you're still responsible for whatever your taxes say. But Thomas needs to have his hide nailed to the wall if he falsified any of his tax terms at all. It's just disgusting that he's been able to get away with what he's gotten away with.
I didn't know that was the outcome of the audit. Jeez.
Well, that's what should happen, but because he's just cheated the American people for decades, it sounds like. And Senator Feinstein, some family member needs to speak to her and say, you know, that grandma or mother, you need to resign and allow somebody to take over so the Democrats can actually get something done. But the Republicans are never going to be like the Democrats. Probably allowed business to go forward when, wasn't Mitch McConnell just in the hospital? Just a short time ago. And, you know, business didn't cease and desist. So it is just a, it's sad that the Republicans are a big bunch of,
they're cutthroat. They play hardball, and they get to a point where they refuse to give an inch when anything like decency or camaraderie, I can't say the word. If they're just collegiate actions between colleagues, like that is camaraderie. There we go. I can say it. It's a Wednesday afternoon, folks. Camaraderie. It's a hard one, Brian.
Wednesday.
Yeah. But the Republicans in the U.S. Senate aren't interested at all in doing that. And it seems like this is just being fun. Like, it goes to the same regard for blue slips, for judicial nominees. There's a historical practice in the U.S. Senate that the home senators for a nominee to the judiciary are able to send in a blue slip. And it essentially is the approval of the nominee from the home state. Doesn't really, it crosses partisan lines. If the nominee is from Wisconsin and one of the two senators of Wisconsin object to that being the nominee for the post, that senator can hold it up. And that's a practice that was done away with. And or for the most part, Democrats still played by the rules when it came to, and they would willingly or unwillingly give their blue slips over during the Trump administration. But Republicans have used that norm, that standard practice that the U.S. Senate has observed for decades to hold up judicial nominees during the Obama administration and now during the Biden administration. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is not returning the blue slip for a judge here in Wisconsin, Mark Pocan's brother, his first name escaping me, but I believe Bill. I want to say it's William Pocan. And Bill Pocan has been held up from being appointed to the Eastern District U.S. Court for the Eastern District of Wisconsin because Ron Johnson initially handed in his blue slip, said, fine, I don't have any problem with that appointment, and now I'm rescinding it. I'm taking it back. And so there is a vacancy in the judiciary, and it is something that was used. Amy Coney Barrett was only on the Circuit Court of Appeals that she was on to then be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court because Ron Johnson, during the Obama administration, held up blue slips, and one of the nominees for that seat died. Died while waiting for appointment from the U.S. to the U.S. Senate, or by the U.S. Senate to this judiciary post. And so Ron Johnson has always played hardball. The Republicans, Mitch McConnell, has always played hardball. And the U.S. Senate, Democrats in the U.S. Senate, need to play hardball back, and there needs to be steps taken to continue the process of confirming and filling these vacancies that we have so that it doesn't end up like post-2016 after Obama's time was done in the White House, that we have all these vacancies that the next person gets to come in and start flooding with right-wing radical zealots in a lot of regard that we've seen get appointed to lifetime appointments on the federal judiciary.
That's what I was going to say last segment. Can you imagine if the situations were reversed? If it was a Republican?
No, Chuck Grassley was not well and was in the hospital and away from D.C. and away from U.S. Senate business, Republicans would have had him step down, same age, 89 years old. And so Republicans would coalesce. They would appoint his replacement or his successor, and they would move on. That's exactly what would happen. They would play hardball. There's no way that I would imagine if the shoe's on the other foot that they wouldn't be playing hardball.
Absolutely not. They're cold-faced reptilian bastards. We all know that. But Luke, think about all of the wonderful things that they have done as a result of all of their, you know, cold-hearted reptilian bastard type of actions. Look at all the stuff they've done for the people and for the government. Look at all the wonderful things that they've accomplished as a result of them playing hardball. Like, you know, they got Amy Coney Barrett on there and shoved her in, and completely also in the middle of shoving her into the Supreme Court, they also got her in, and that basically set up the repealing Roe v. Wade. Congratulations. Look at all the wonderful things they've done for the people of the United States, who have overwhelmingly shown that they don't want that. So by playing reptilian bastard hardball, they have been able to subvert the will of the American people directly. And we're worried about, I don't know, but can you be nice about Dianne Feinstein, please?
It's the old analogy about a street fight, right? Like, Republicans are fighting to win. They are playing dirty. They are doing what it takes to come out alive, while Democrats want to sit there and be cordial and listen here, good sir, please let us discuss these ideas in the marketplace of ideas so we can come to an amicable conclusion. And that's just not how politics is played anymore.
Will is full of analogies on this Wednesday afternoon. He's got them just falling out everywhere.
I can't control myself. I'm an analogy machine.
We'll continue on over the phone lines. 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Dick here in Madison. Dick, what's on your mind this Wednesday afternoon?
Well, I got a theory. I guess it wouldn't be a theory. It'd be an opinion on Mr. Thomas to begin with. You guys aren't old enough to remember how he came about, W's dad. And prior to him, if I'm not mistaken, the nominee was Robert Bork. Now, I couldn't stand him. And he would have been right of Scalia, believe it or not. But he knew the law and all the rest of it, but the Democrats kept him out. And my theory is on this. W's dad just said, okay, we don't get our guy. Now I'm going to find, because he was the least qualified minority, and I'm going to nominate him. And when you Democrats come and cry foul, I'm going to say, nope. You don't really believe in affirmative action. You don't believe in this, that, the other thing. I'm suggesting to you guys, the Bush family did the same thing with him as they did with Colin Powell, and really honorable man, the way he was used during the war by W himself. But, you know, just the fact that they brought him up, if he had no credentials to be, well, neither does Amy Coney Barrett, but they're famous for that. I mean, it just amazes me the type of people they run up the flagpole to be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, Dick, I agree with you. I'm old enough to remember when that was happening. I'm old enough to remember a time when Coke in cans was not very popular. Let's just say that.
Hey, it was before I was born, but I know about it. I'm aware of the term.
And there was a long period of time where nobody drank Coke out of a can.
Yeah. I appreciate the phone call, Dick. 844-967-2789. You can share your tangent with us on a Wednesday afternoon. 844-96-PARTY. But it is extremely...
I think we can't think of the man without thinking of the same of a Coke can next to him.
Yeah.
Like, I just think Clarence Thomas and Coke can. This is the legacy of this person. Oh, Amy Coney
Peanut
Barrett.
Butter and jelly, yeah. Clarence Thomas and Coke cans. Like, they just go hand in hand.
That's literally all I can think about.
Jeez.
Great job.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to, and obviously I was not alive for those Supreme Court hearings. I have no recollection of them. But
you're alive now, right?
I am alive now, the last time I checked. The fact of the matter being that this gentleman has been able to get away with just obscuring his tax filings, his judicial disclosure papers, saying not just completely leaving out multi-million-dollar trips that he's been lavished with from Dallas businessmen, and just not reporting that his wife actually had income, and the fact that he's been able to get away with all of this is just because this. Disregard for the norms, the soft law, the expectations of individuals in our institutions playing by the rules. And now there has just been a dismissal of those rules by certain people. I'm not going to say that it's only Republicans. I think there's a lot of individuals that get involved in Democratic politics that tend to fall and think that they are outside the rules. I think we should have stock trading
requirements that nobody in elected office, in Congress, in the presidency, in any of these, that they should be able to trade stocks while they're in those offices. But it is something that we have to then demand. It's not something that we can just expect these people in these institutions to self-govern themselves. They have to be held accountable. And so I don't know what the next steps are for somebody that is overstaying their ability to serve in the U.S. Senate. California is already underrepresented when it comes to the U.S. Senate. They have 50 plus million residents in a country of 300 million. They are underrepresented in that body. And to have one of those senators not being able to actually truly serve just harms California residents that much more. And it's holding up the business that is before the U.S. Senate. And I don't know how that U.S. Senate then holds accountable a individual that is a member, that they have checks and balances. The Congress is supposed to check and balance the Supreme Court and the presidency. And for Clarence Thomas to just be like, oh, maybe I'll amend my tax forms. Maybe I'll disclose these luxury yacht trips and private jet trips now that people find out that I'm doing it. That's not enough. There needs to be actual accountability, and we have to demand it. And I don't know how we get to it without demanding it.
Luke, you touched upon a wonderful thing that I remember being taught, because the reason I know about the Cocaine situation is because I actually was taught history and civics in school. I was old enough to have been taught that. I don't know if you guys got that. But when I was learning history the founding of the United States, one of the things they kept on bringing up is the idea that absolute power corrupts absolutely.
So power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And no matter who it is, and you go send someone in there to go and say, you know, Mr. Clarence Thomas, you're a judge. That's really cool. Let's take some pictures. Let's take a selfie with look at that. I'm with a judge. Hey, hanging out. I'll hang out. Oh, we're gonna hang out later. That's really cool. The next thing you know, you don't care about what I came in there for. It doesn't matter. I get to hang out with a judge. I hung out with a U.S. Supreme Court justice. It's Clarence. Who cares? I hung out with somebody who's really, really famous and royal, right?
That's what it tends to boil down to, is a lot of bumping elbows. And...
Well, and to note how a lot of these issues are intertwined, a Democratic aide was asked last week about issuing a subpoena of Clarence Thomas, which cannot happen because it would require a majority vote by the committee, which the party does not have, with Dianne Feinstein out indefinitely on medical leave. Quote, so that option is out of the question. A lot of these issues literally are wrapped around each other, that we could solve them at the same time if we had elected representatives who wanted to do so.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling
Tangents. The Dems are driving a Subaru.
Maybe we'll get on a tangent of Subaru. Maybe we'll cover a different tangent. You'll have to stay tuned for this final segment of the day. If you want to share your tangents with us, 844-967-2789. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. Take us with you on the go. So while you are driving around, you can make sure you don't miss a single second of our programming. Civic Media app. Download it wherever apps are downloaded. Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Low is dipped down to about 40, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly, joined by William Walter on a Wednesday afternoon. Feeling good for Wednesday. If you want to join us in this final segment, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Up next this Wednesday afternoon, we got Steven in Green Bay. Steven, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I was just going to talk about how it must be nice to be a rich Republican in the United States in 2023.
No, they're the victims of everything, Steven. They're the victims of everything. Yeah.
I wish you could see me. You got the biggest eye roll ever. You have Supreme Court justices that forget to file their taxes. Heck, you have a former president that just forgets to file his taxes. You know, you have Jim Jordan trying to go after the Manhattan DA for actually doing what's right and looking like a fool. It's a joke. It's like a 24/7 comedy special that just airs on its own channel and never shuts off. And as much as it's funny, it's also sad that in a country that is known for being so great.
Look at all they've accomplished, Steven. Look at all they've accomplished. They've there was the time that one liberal was owned that one time. And then they got they made more money. They made more money. That's it. That's all it is. They just made more money and got more power. That's all they're trying to do. There's no we're fighting this good fight for the end game for justice or freedom. It's just money.
You know what else they did, Brian? They took health care away from millions of women in the United States too, so they can own that as well, where they're taking people's money.
Yeah, reverting back to...
They did that. That really helps. It's against the will of the American people nearly directly.
Here in Wisconsin, sending the state back to a pre-Civil War abortion ban. Yeah, it is. It seems like attacking groups that are not them. Well, in that regard, obviously there's still a lot of women that vote Republican, but attacking and trying to cut taxes... Any form of tax is terrible.
I'll tap the sign.
Yep. And just owning the libs. That is the ethos that Republicans and conservatives live by in a lot of regards now here in 2023.
I'm gonna roll out an old analogy I haven't used in a while.
It's just an analogy Wednesday here.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that like folks like Donald Trump are necessarily directly like actively like wake up and go, I hate, you know, black people, racist kind of guy. Obviously, that has lots of past, you know, active problems with that. But he's the kind of guy who would light a cross in your front lawn so they can steal all your furniture out the back door while you're looking at the cross in your lawn. You know what I mean? Like, hey, let's all get mad about the burning cross in the front lawn, which is clearly horrible and wrong. But he'd do that so that it'd be easier to go and take your furniture out the back door.
It's divide and conquer, the Scott Walker strategy. Keep you distracted, keep you fighting amongst yourself, and you're not going to see Scott picking your pocket.
Speaking of which, fun fact, did you ever go back and see all the people in like the Mueller report and Google them with Scott Walker? Because a lot of times they come up together.
All of the bad actors.
He was a presidential nominee at the time, and they kind of spread their people out, and they were vetting him too. Anyway,
club.
We got another caller, I think, Jack from Merrimack.
Yeah, Jack, how are we doing on this Wednesday afternoon?
Just beachy keen, thank you. The Republicans have no interest in cooperating and getting more judicial confirmations. They, in fact, stonewalled a lot of Obama's appointees, and they put in, I don't know, well over 100 judges that were Federalist Society members, total reactionary, who really want to legislate from the bench. And so they're not going to help anything involving the Judiciary Committee to function properly. But they're being total obstructionists, which is exactly what McConnell said. I think it was May of 2021. He said 100% of my focus is going to be on stopping this Biden administration. And that's a direct quote. Clearly, the whole purpose of the Republican Party at this point is obstruct anything that the Democrats want to do that's good for the people.
Yeah, and we've already seen that Mitch McConnell may be politically slipping in that regard, because they pulled a fastball on him two years ago now, in 2021, when they got the chip spill. They got the chips manufactured, or was this last summer? Maybe it was 2022, before the midterms. Yeah, because
I believe that was last summer.
Yeah, it was last summer. The infrastructure bill was 2021, but chips manufacturing bill last year in 2022, they essentially said, well, if your budget is still good through reconciliation, if you're still going to keep the reconciliation process open to do any big green infrastructure, anything like that, like the Inflation Reduction Act, oh, we're not going to be able to meet bipartisan compromises on the chips manufacturing bill. And so the Democrats said, hey, fine, yeah, Joe Manchin killed it. It's not happening. Let's pass this chips manufacturing bill. And then immediately after that, the framework for the Inflation Reduction Act came after the Chips Act was passed, and it seemed like Democrats had life and a strategy in the U.S. Senate. I'm begging that they can find something like that again, because they can't just be sitting and expecting Republicans to play by the norms and do the standard business as usual from a begone era now. It doesn't exist anymore. Hardball is needed, and they have to be able to play it.
Because you know what's going to happen? I'm not sure. The opposite of what happened during the Trump administration, where, by the way, it is possible to have a bipartisan effort. There was a bipartisan effort right before midterms to come up with an actual comprehensive immigration reform bill. And there was work on it. And there was positive things in it that may have actually worked. But Trump said, no, let's hold on to it and use it as a midterm political tool, and then never brought it up again. But it is possible for them to come up with actual bipartisan legislation that works. Now, can you imagine what would happen if they get somebody like non-Trump that would go and push something through that actually sometimes works? And then, oh my goodness, they have a success, and oh my goodness. Wow. Is that the worst thing that would happen? I don't know.
Accidental bipartisanship? No, I don't think that's the worst that could happen. I think it'd be a really good thing. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, I wouldn't bet on it, though. It's not something to bet on. Just like something we'll have to talk about, pick up with another edition of Dueling Tangents with William Walter. He thought they were actually going to go to trial with the Minion, and so that'll be something we'll kick around. That's settlement.
Yeah, Luke is telling me that I'm too positive and hopeful, and then he turns around and tells me that I'm too much of a pessimist, so I just can't win with this guy.
Stop it. Go check out the podcast, civicmedia.us/duelingtangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to y'all then.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to PVA.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.